Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, June 28th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, "Well, he would, wouldn't he?" As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello, and welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles, unraveling the stories behind the facts, the curiosities behind the headlines, and the knowledge buried in digital text. I'm Alloy, your guide on this journey. Today, we're discussing a phrase that's more than just a quip. It's a piece of cultural and legal history. Well, he would, wouldn't he? First things first. Well, he would, wouldn't he? Is a phrase immortalized during the Profumo affair, a major political scandal in 1960s Britain. We'll explore what it means, who said it, and why it became extremely influential. So grab your headphones and let's get started. The phrase, well, he would, wouldn't he, was made famous by Mandy Rice Davies during the Profumo affair. This was a British political scandal that rocked the government in the early 1960s, involving Secretary of State for War John Profumo, who had an affair with Christine Keeler, a young model. Keeler was also involved with a Soviet naval attaché, creating a perfect storm of sex, lies, and Cold War espionage. During the trial that followed, Rice Davies was a friend and flatmate of Christine Keeler. When the lawyer mentioned that Lord Astor denied having an affair or even meeting her, Rice Davies famously replied, "Well, he would, wouldn't he?" Her comment brilliantly captures the essence of cynicism and skepticism, implying that people will naturally deny accusations to protect themselves, regardless of the truth. Imagine this, a packed courtroom, the tension so thick you could cut it with a knife. Everyone is hanging on every word that's being spoken. In this charged atmosphere, Mandy Rice Davies drops her now iconic line. It was clever, cheeky, and resonated with the public for its sheer, brazen dismissal of what she perceived as obvious dishonesty. But there's something captivating about this phrase beyond the immediate context of a courtroom drama. It has seeped into the cultural lexicon because it's relatable. Think about the last time someone denied something that seemed blatantly obvious. Didn't you at least once think to yourself, well, they would say that, wouldn't they? Now, let's zoom out for a second and place this phrase within the broader scope of societal and ethical issues. The Profumo affair wasn't just about illicit liaisons and political downfall. It highlighted the invasive and scandal-hungry nature of media, the fragility of public trust, and the sometimes blurred lines between personal morality and public duty. This affair led to the resignation of John Profumo, who initially lied to the House of Commons about the nature of his relationship with Keeler. When the truth came to light, it wasn't just his career that was obliterated. It was a blow to the Macmillan government, raising questions about judgment and integrity at the highest levels of power. So, why should this matter to you, our listeners? Have you ever considered how much weight we give to public figures, statements, and the extent to which we should scrutinize their words and actions? Now, let's bring this back to our time. In the age of viral information, social media, and 24/7 news cycles, the phrase, "Well, he would, wouldn't he?" feels more relevant than ever. We're constantly bombarded with statements from politicians, celebrities, and influencers. The skepticism encapsulated by Mandy Rice Davies in the 60s mirrors the doubts and questions we have today. Think about a recent news event or a public statement that caught your attention. How did you react to the denials or confirmations? Did you find yourself questioning the motives behind such responses? Share your thoughts with a friend or ponder this aloud the next time you consume news. The ripple effects of the Profumo affair, encapsulated in Rice Davies' quip, have influenced how we understand and engage with information. This phrase encourages us to look beyond the initial denial, to question the motives and incentives behind what people say. And that's not just about public figures. It's a useful tool in everyday life, in the workplace, in personal relationships, and even within our self-questioning. The story also provides a window into the legal world. Lawyers often imply and insinuate during cross-examinations to nudge the jury toward a particular interpretation of the facts. Rhys Davies' response highlighted that sometimes what's unsaid holds as much weight as what is stated outright. As we wrap up today's episode, let's keep in mind the lasting impression of five simple words. Well, he would, wouldn't he? This phrase is a reminder of the power of skepticism and the importance of interrogating the surface to uncover the underlying truths. If today's topic piqued your curiosity, I encourage you to delve deeper into the Profumo affair or explore other famous court cases that have shaped public opinion and legal practices. And a challenge for you: start noticing how often denial in public discourse automatically triggers skepticism in your mind. Are there instances where this instinct has led you to uncover deeper truths, or perhaps to fall into the trap of over-cynicism? Reflect on this balance and use this awareness to navigate the complex flow of information in our modern world. That's all for this episode of Wikipedia. Join me next time as we uncover more captivating stories and intriguing facts from the vast corners of Wikipedia. Keep questioning, stay curious, and remember, sometimes the simplest phrases hold the deepest insights.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day. Well, he would, wouldn't he? Thanks for listening. See you next time.